Hello, this is Noah, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Foxtrot. I'm Noah. I have a special guest today. If you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, my name's Sarah. This is my second time being on Foxtrot. I'm so, so excited to be back. Thrilled, if you will.
Wow. Sarah's officially my first reoccurring guest of the over a year I've done Foxtrot.
The people
which
love
really
me.
Says a lot about my friends, but... My first reoccurring guest, everyone, all thanks to another cancellation of your French class.
Thank you, Brenna Heitzman, if you're listening. Thank you so much for canceling class again. I hope your child is not once again ill. She did not elaborate the reasons for which class was canceled, but you know what? I'll take what I can get.
Amen to that. We just, back to the music side of this, or not even back, to the music side of this. We just listened to Vines to Make It All Worth It by Renner.
Renner.
He has three N's in his name.
Who's also coming to Davis soon.
True. Right? I think, like, is it
like
this week
soon.
Or next week?
I feel like it's
this
soon.
This week or next week. I don't know if I'm going. I kind of have a lot of work to do.
I'll go.
Like, the day of it. But,
I'd go.
Yeah, he just released a new album last week that I actually played a song from. It's pretty good, but this song is not from that. This is just a single that I really enjoy. Sarah was enjoying the banjo, as if it is a banjo. We think it is.
It's still up for debate, but we're pretty sure.
Yeah.
If anyone knows.
Feel free to send a message to the DJ chat if you think that was a banjo, because I can't say much of a banjo connoisseur. But,
connoisseur.
But yeah, that's with that song. We got some more fun music to play. We'll have some witty banter. It's going to be a great day of Foxtrot. So sit back and enjoy, and we got some tunes to play. We will be back in a bit. All right.
It's a beam, it's a void, it's It's a hunch, it's a hope, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the end of the strain, it's the joy in your heart. It's the mud, a float, a drift, a flight, a wing, a cock, a quail, the promise of spring, and the riverbank talks of the waters of March. It's the promise of life, it's the joy in your heart.
In town, look up Ruby Bates. Don't call the police, they won't tell none. Two tons of turtle doves from out of state. Just tell her I sent you for the discount rate. My man with a moving van, looking for a job to do. He'll work for two, but he'll change you. A blue eye on the left-hand side, hazel on the right. He'll cut right through with a second sight. It's raining mud from a bad sky. I can help you clean this up, I don't think I'm qualified. We need to find someone who can purify. But if you have a need of which you can't describe, the feeling of a third kind, that's my specialty, that's easy. We can draw up a plan of a new design.
Dedicarle una canción.
Hello again. We are back. We just listened to San Lucas by Kevin Carl. Just before that, we listened to Second Sight by Buck Meek. Just before that, we listened to Waters of March by Art Garfunkel. And just before that, we listened to Roller Coaster by Dear Nora. Before we talk about that last song we listened to, we're going to go through the other three. That's on Roller Coaster by Dear Nora, if you can remember back that far.
Yeah, I think my problem coming on the show is I always forget which song was what. But personally, I was a fan of all of the last four, the last one particularly. But
we're not there yet.
I know, but I did like the other three as well.
Dear Nora's kind of fun, in my opinion. I don't know what her deal is, what her deal is.
Oh,
but every song I listen to her, it's like, well, this is nice. I don't think she's making anything like life-changing, but I've never heard a song by Dear Nora. I'm like, oh, this sucks. And I think, like, it's endearing. I don't know. I like Dear Nora more than I just let on, I think. But every Dear Nora song, it's like, this is good. And it's, again, endearing. I think her music is endearing in Roller Coaster, the one we listened to first.
A ringing endorsement.
Yeah, you could say that. Waters of March by Art Garfunkel.
I learned so much about Art Garfunkel while these songs were playing. I just don't think it never occurred to me that the Garfunkel and Art Garfunkel was the same Garfunkel of Simon and Garfunkel.
Is the titular, the proverbial Garfunkel from Simon
but
and Garfunkel.
But also, furthermore, that the Simon is Paul Simon. Like, that just never clicked with me.
Yeah,
that's
on you.
That's on me. No, that's definitely on me.
So, a little backstory for this song for me. This weekend, I watched the movie The Worst Person in the World. And I know, like, I'm late to the party. Like, I know this was, like, Oscar buzz last year, and I just watched it recently. But it is so good. It kind of destroyed me. And this song is in the movie. It's, like, actually, like, the song for the credits, I think.
I believe your verbatim Letterboxd review was, "This movie was cute, in parentheses, I have never been so emotionally affected by anything in my entire life."
Something like that,
quasi-verbatim.
Yeah.
Quasi-verbatim.
It is so good. Follow me on Letterboxd at Eugene Debs.
Your Letterboxd is Eugene Debs.
Yeah.
How did I not know that? Can we get a backstory on the name?
There is none.
It came to me in a dream.
No, honestly, I was like, it was winter break last year, and I was like, I need to make a Letterboxd, and I was like, Eugene Debs.
I feel like Eugene Debs could be like your strip. Can I say that on there?
Maybe not.
Okay.
But anyway, this song is in. I listened to the song on repeat for like a day and a half after I watched the movie, and I didn't stop talking about it because, oh my god, it just hits so well with the movie. But anyway, more backstory on the song is that I think it's like a bossa nova song originally.
It sounds like it. It feels like it could have been sampled from a bossa nova song for sure.
Like, because as we all know, as Sarah just learned, Art Garfunkel didn't write any of his music.
Hence, Simon.
Hence,
going solo.
Yeah. No, but I like it. I mean, he has a nice voice. That's like his whole thing. So.
Well, clearly it's had an impact on you because Noah hasn't stopped saying stone for, I'm not joking, like a week.
It's not been a week. It's not even a week since I've seen the movie.
It's been a business week.
It's been a few days.
It's been nearly a business week.
Second Sight by Buck Meek.
Moving on.
I listened to the song this morning. I've discovered Buck Meek is a great morning music little thing to listen to. And this song just fills me with so much joy in my life. I'm like, yes, Buck, I don't need to work for anything. Love is all I need. Bucky was so right for that. Bucky Meeky.
Bucky Meeky's all you need in this world.
You could say that. No, but I love Buck Meek. I feel like people who are into Big Thief do not give him much of a chance because they think he's too country. And to that I say, there is nothing wrong with embracing a little bit of twang in your life.
This is true.
And that's something I live by, and I think you all should not be so quick to doubt Mr. Meek and his musical capabilities, because that song is good. Wait, let me
embrace
just, like,
the twang 2023.
Literally. Wait, let me check something real quick. Okay, never mind. There's like a few songs where Adrian Linker co-wrote on that album, but that's not one of them, I guess. Anyway, finally, San Lucas by Kevin Carl.
I want to talk about this one because this is the first song I have ever recognized on Foxtrot. Up until today, I have never heard any of the songs Noah has played on Foxtrot.
You've never knowingly heard.
Never knowingly, that's true. You might have played them in the background. But this one I recommended to him, San Lucas. I'm seeing Kevin Carl in concert in April, and I could not be more excited. He's a fantastic, fantastic artist. I cry at almost all of his songs, except this one, because this one's a little bit more upbeat. But love this song. Love the horns.
the trumpets, as it were.
The trumpets. I feel like in this context, I feel like that counts because I feel like there's a French horn in there too.
Well, who knows? But no, but that's my favorite part of the song. I was saying to Sarah, I'm a big advocate of the horns. Whenever I hear like a horn or trumpet in a song, I'm like, no, this fits.
Some might say you're
no.
I can't say that on
nope. Yeah, but no, Kevin Carl. That's the only song I know by him. I haven't really done much listening. You said his new album isn't that great, right?
I don't like his new album that much. I definitely like his kind of older, more his newer stuff's a little bit more like synthy, and his older stuff is definitely more like acoustic bare bones. Unfortunately, he is touring with his new album when I go to see him, but that's okay because I'm hoping
just hold up a sign that's like
play sad,
play your old stuff, please.
Yeah, true.
And I mean, he's not only gonna play his new stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah,
but okay,
he's great.
Enough of us talking. We got more music to listen to. Coming up, we got some Slaughter Beach Dog and others. So hold on to your horses. We got some more tunes. All right, be back in a bit.
It's hard to sing when I'm holding my breath. I try to get loose, shake out my hands, drink more, jump up and down. It's hard to sing when I'm holding my breath. I look at the drums, I look at the crowd, adjust my frames and they slide back down. It's hard to sing when I'm holding my breath. There I am, mining the energy, digging around for some big dusty chunk in the dark, where it's hard to sing and I'm holding my breath. I think of the basement, I sit on a washing machine, I reach into the backpack, I pull out another instrument cable because this one is making a weird it's like you look into the camera, you You state your name and age. The lights come on. You pause for effect. You know exactly what to do with your hands. We'll be right back.
Okay, we are back. We just listened to I Figured You Out by Mary Lou Lord, right? Yeah, Mary Lou Lord. Just before that, we listened to I Never Want to Make You Sad by Howdy. And just before that, we listened to Notes from a Brief Engagement, parentheses, at the Boot and Saddle, and in parentheses, by Slaughter Beach, comma dog. Sarah, what were your thoughts?
Which was the one with the good saxophone?
That was Slaughter Beach Dog, Notes from a Brief Engagement, parentheses, at the Boot and Saddle, close parentheses.
I will begin with that one. At first, I hated it, and I expressed that to you.
Which I predicted.
Verbally, which you predicted, but I will say the saxophone really redeemed it, and also the transition from when he was talking about his chord making like noises into the beat, that was really cool, and so I'll give him that, and I'll give him the saxophone. What I won't give him is his weird, weird intro.
Well, a fun thing about Slaughter Beach Dog, which first of all, I'm a dogger, okay? You can quote me on that. I am a dogger in the way that I appreciate some...
A dog, with a W, if you will.
Of course. A dog. honestly, I think I've come to appreciate them more than modern baseball, where I think two of them from Slaughter Beach Comma Dog are... that was the original band. But no, I think like he just has very unique stuff here. And well, okay, like talking and like with an instrumental background isn't that unique, but I feel like, I don't know, it just feels much more diverse from what he used to do with the old good old modern baseball. Rest in peace, modern baseball. excuse me. And that's bad luck. And
you made that up.
No. Okay, the people of WMFO will agree that anytime someone says bless you and you don't sneeze, that's bad luck.
You made that up.
No, this is a very common superstition that a lot of people believe and follow with. And I think you can quote me on that and everyone would agree. But anyway, go check out Slaughter Beach Dog. They're good. I Never Want to Make You Cry. Never mind. Excuse me. I Never Want to Make You Sad by Howdy. I told Sarah as the song's beginning, I hate the intro to the song, and that's true. Like, the first 2 minutes I don't like of the song. But I think the ending, one thing about me is I love when songs repeat the same line over and over again at the end of a song.
Yeah, you do like that.
And this song does that a pretty good job. So I was like, I was cool with it. What were your thoughts?
I was a fan. Wait, I thought it was the other one that you didn't like the intro of. Or did you not like the intro to both? Or was I not to like the intro of
the first
one?
You were not to like the intro of the first one. I, for one, am a big fan of people talking
in
songs.
I see. Okay. Personally, I was a fan of the last one. I see why you didn't like the intro, but I do think it redeemed itself in the end.
Yeah, no, I agree. And then I Figured You Out by Mary Lou Lord. Some of my Elliott Smith heads of the listening might be like, hey, is that an Elliott Smith song? And yeah, you're technically right. But I think it's not really a cover, though, because... To my knowledge, Elliott and Mary Lou Lord were on tour together. I think she was like his opener, and he wrote her this song and for her to sing and record. So I like, technically, I think this is the original version, even if it is an Elliott Smith song. I actually like the Elliott Smith version better, but this is also very good in its own right. And the Elliott Smith version, it was either released posthumously, or it was released like with a deluxe edition of. What is that album? Well, his famous album that I, for some reason, I can't think of. But yeah, no. What were your thoughts on good old Mary Lou Lord?
I liked it. Plus, I like the name Mary Lou Lord. Plus, I've been learning so much lore about the artists on this edition of Foxtrot.
True. It's a very lore day.
It's a lore-filled day.
You know, so you know, all this talk about lore and... Mary Lou Lord, which, you know, could be like MLL, three letters, lore. I think we just need more lore about things that are three letters. And the first three letters that are coming to my mind, and it's just like totally random, is PSA.
What?
So, Sarah, do you have any PSAs to read for us?
I do, actually. And this one's been burning inside me since I stepped into this studio. I've just been thinking a lot about how, you know, in college we think a lot about, you know, climbing the ranks, climbing the ladder, climbing
the academic and eventually corporate ladder.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that also got me thinking about, you know, the dangers. I mean, people make mistakes, people fall sometimes, you know, figuratively, but also literally. So here's a little ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in our home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier.
Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio. Thank you.
That was just what I was looking for in terms of getting my public service announced. That wasn't the right way to phrase that, but whatever. Okay, we got a few more songs to listen to. I hope you enjoy them. I know for a fact that I'm going to enjoy them.
And I hope I do too.
Surely Sarah will as well. And without further ado, let's listen to more music. All right, be back in a second.
searching for some kind of meaning. Apathy's a funny feeling. I turn my gaze to the ceiling. Thank to God I don't believe him for the scene outside. I tried my best to sleep in, but my dreams are unappealing. So I search for people in the landscape. Passes by. I keep looking for something, even though I know that it's not there. Every time I try to figure it out, you're the only thing I can think
this feeling in my gut continues to grow. Have I chess game in my mind, I look away. Denial, you win again with your convalescing sway. All tell all my friends there is no need for sense. Soaking in the sweetest summer rain. Denial.
Hello, hello again. We just listened to Denial, You Win Again by the Buttertones. Just before that, we listened to Beard by Jack Stauber. Just before that, we listened to Maybe You're the Reason by the Japanese House. And right before that, we listened to Lemongrass by MF Doom. We got to move a little bit fast, so it's going to be a speed run. The MF Doom song is fun.
It is fun. I will be entirely, completely transparent. I thought MF Doom was a rapper.
No, he is.
Oh.
This is like, it's like an album of beats, I think, that he made.
Oh, okay. Because when I saw in your little thing that you had MF Doom on there, I was like, this feels like a departure from your normal stuff. But I don't listen to MF Doom. I just assumed based on the name. So.
I don't know. It came on my Discovery Weekly for some reason, and I think it's good. So that's why I played it.
No, I
yeah.
liked it. I have no complaints.
Maybe You're the Reason by the Japanese House. I listened to that song a lot in high school, like my junior year. So I was like, high school nostalgia, put it on there. I think her voice is not that great on that song, but I think it's fun either way. Beard by Jack Stauber.
Which I feel the need to point out is B-E-I-R-D.
Yeah, we don't know why it's spelled like that. I just think it's kind of zany. I think it's fun.
Zany and cool.
Yeah, zany and cool. Sarah said, what'd you say about this song, about drumming?
Oh, I said, this is why I want to learn how to play the drums.
True.
Because I think it would be so fun to play it.
And then finally, we listened to, upon Sarah's request, Denial, You Win Again by the Buttertones, who I do not endorse, let it be known.
This but was one of the first songs Noah ever showed me, though, like back in freshman year.
That's true. We got off our two trip, and I made her Male Manipulator music playlist, and this was on there.
I still have it. Follow me on Spotify, Sarah.Stampleman.
Yes, follow Sarah on Spotify. That about wraps up the show today. We got one more song. We're not going to finish it, but that's fine. Sarah, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be back.
Yeah, surely.
Hopefully my French class will get canceled once again.
Surely, please. Anything else? Yeah.
Happy Women's History Month,
of course. First day of Women's History Month. And tune in every Wednesday at 2 to hear more Foxtrot. It's really good. I play songs that are good and or interesting. And it's a good time. So tune in. Stay on if you want to listen to the next show right after me with Joyce, none other than Joyce the Voice. With that, Joyce Mobile. Sorry about that. Voice Mobile. Yeah. Voice Mobile. There we go.
I love that. Have a great day, guys.
Have a great day, and we'll see you all next week. All right.